Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 7, 2021, End of Session Budget Recap for 2021 Legislative Session. The 2021 General Assembly passed a balanced budget for fiscal year 2022 and also revised the fiscal year 2021 General Fund Budget. The following information provides a summary of the General Fund Budgets for year-end fiscal year 2020, revised fiscal year 2021, and fiscal year 2022. Fiscal year 2020. The fiscal year 2020 general fund budget ended the fiscal year with a total resources, receipts plus carry forwards funds of $8.126 billion. This was an increase of $196.3 million or 2.5% compared to fiscal year 2019. Year-end appropriations for fiscal year 2020 totaled $7.833 billion, which includes supplemental appropriations of $185.6 million enacted during the 2020 legislative session. The fiscal year 2020 appropriations represented an increase of $186.9 million, 2.4%, compared to fiscal year 2019. The fiscal year 2020 general fund ended the fiscal year with a balance of $305.5 million. For additional information on the fiscal year 2020 general fund budget, see the following report: State of Iowa Fiscal Year 2020 Year-End Report on General Fund Revenues and Appropriations. Fiscal year 2021, the initial fiscal year 2021 budget was enacted during the 2020 legislative session and was based on total available resources of $8.102 billion and net appropriations after estimated reversions of $7.774 billion, resulting in an estimated ending balance of $328.4 million. During the 2021 legislative session, the estimate of available resources had increased to $8.310 million, largely due to revised general fund revenue estimates established by the Revenue Estimating Conference, REC, in March 2021. The General Assembly also passed two supplemental appropriations during the 2021 legislative session, totaling $44.2 million to fund a state contract with Workday Incorporated for continued work to replace the state's personnel accounting and budget systems. The revised net appropriations for fiscal year 2021 are estimated to be $7.823 billion, resulting in an estimated surplus of $487.6 million. Fiscal year 2022. The fiscal year 2022 general fund budget passed by the 2021 General Assembly was based on total available resources of $8.491 billion. This includes the March 2018 REC revenue estimate of $8.386 billion, revenue adjustments of minus $97.1 million, and a surplus carry forward of $202 million. The General Assembly appropriated $8.119 billion from the General Fund for fiscal year 2022, which is $178.1 million below the expenditure limitation of $8.297 billion. The fiscal year 2022 appropriations represent a net increase of $290.7 million, 3.7%, compared to the revised fiscal year 2021 appropriations. The general fund ending balance for fiscal year 2022 is currently estimated at $377 million. General fund revenue adjustments. The General Assembly passed numerous bills that reduce general fund revenues over multiple fiscal years, Figure 2, the most significant of these was Senate File 619, Taxation and Other Provisions Bill, which makes changes to a wide range of taxes and spending on state and local programs. In addition to making substantial changes to state tax policy, the bill also makes changes to various economic development incentive programs, the methodology of funding mental health services in Iowa, the taxing of casinos, changes to certain property taxes, and the phase out of the state's commercial and industrial property tax reimbursement appropriation. Senate File 619 is estimated to reduce general fund revenue by a total of $748.9 million over the five-year period of fiscal year 2021 through fiscal year 2025. The significant tax changes include the repeal of the contingent income tax system triggers and the phase out of the state inheritance tax. For additional information on the fiscal impact of Senate File 619, see the Legislative Services Agency final fiscal note on the bill. Significant general fund appropriations. The General Assembly appropriated a total of $8.119 billion from the general fund for fiscal year 2022, representing an increase of $290.7 million or 3.7% compared to revised fiscal year 2021 appropriations. One of the more significant appropriations during the 2021 legislative session was $100 million to the Office of the Chief Information Officer to provide funding to establish broadband service to unserved and underserved areas of the state. This appropriation represents an increase of $95 million compared to the $5 million appropriated in fiscal year 2021. The appropriation will be used to implement the provisions of House File 848, Broadband Policy Act, which was signed into law by the governor on April 28, 2021. Another significant funding increase for fiscal year 2022 was $50.3 million associated with a change in funding for Mental Health and Disability Services, MHDS, included in Senate File 619. The bill changes the way that MHDS are funded from a system based on county property taxes to one that is 100% state funded. Senate File 619 establishes a general fund standing appropriation to the Department of Human Services to transition the MHDS funding to the state over multiple years. Estimates for the MHDS appropriation over the next 5 years are fiscal year 2022, $50.3 million, fiscal year 2023, $120.3 million, fiscal year 2024, $126.9 million, fiscal year 2025, $133.7 million, and fiscal year 2026, $136 million. Senate File 619 also eliminates the general fund standing appropriation for the commercial and industrial property tax replacement backfill over an 8-year period beginning in fiscal year 2023. The current annual appropriation for the commercial and industrial property tax replacement is $152.1 million. Figure 3 that accompanies this fiscal update article lists the significant changes to appropriations for fiscal year 2022. State reserve funds. The combined balances in the state's reserve funds are estimated to total $816.8 million for fiscal year 2022, which fills the reserves to the statutory maximum of 10% of the adjusted revenue estimate in Figure 4 that accompanies this fiscal update article. Taxpayer Relief Fund. The Taxpayer Relief Fund is estimated to have a balance totaling $316.4 million in fiscal year 2022, as shown in Figure 5 that accompanies this fiscal update article. The fund has an estimated carry-forward balance of $90.3 million and is estimated to receive an additional $226 million from the fiscal year 2021 general fund surplus. The monies in the Taxpayer Relief Fund can only be spent pursuant to an appropriation by the General Assembly for purposes of providing tax relief to Iowans. Other state funds. For fiscal year 2022, the General Assembly appropriated $1.276 billion from non-general fund sources, which represents an increase of $25.7 million or 2.1% compared to estimated net fiscal year 2021 appropriations. Figure 6 that accompanies this fiscal update article summarizes the other funds appropriations by appropriations subcommittee. Figure 7 that accompanies this fiscal update article summarizes the significant other funds appropriations by fund source. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Dave Reynolds, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6934, and Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-205-9275.